You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Go for Hemi?
Yeah, Hemi's good.
Yeah. Keep it real.
Yeah, keep it real. While I'm here. Who's Sean?
So you've got a gig coming up tomorrow night.
I do, yeah.
Tell us about it.
It's just at Whammy, main room. Me debuting some new songs, trying to remember some old ones. and PowerNap, support from PowerNap, the one and only.
Oh, they are fantastic.
I can't wait.
You're going to have the best time. So, I mean, your music, as per the bios that I've read, are all about, you know, matters of the heart. What are the new songs like?
Oh, much the same. No, different matters of the heart, maybe.
Different matters of the heart.
I'm a sucker for matters of the heart, as you put it.
Honestly. There's something to talk about, aren't they?
New songs, sort of about just, I don't know, where I've been emotionally, I guess, which, why would anyone want to listen to that, right? Sounds horrible.
I think there's a good select market.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Don't you worry, man. I think there's a good lot of people who would be out to hear that. So, you know, what's your, like, creative process? I mean, we're all excited for these new songs, I'm sure, by now. What's your kind of creative process when you come to being like, I'm gonna clock a new song?
It varies. Sometimes some of the... So I've currently been working on a few new songs that I'm recording with an engineer, with a producer in Wellington, James Goldsmith, legend. and some of the songs, you know, I hated up until a month ago.
Often the case, yeah. Right?
Other ones I've been excited about, and I don't know, it's just, you know, I think you kind of, a lot of the time, you know, you're working on something and then you're unsure of it and you're unsure of it and you're unsure of it, and you get to the very end and you're like, oh, maybe I don't hate this so much, and maybe this could be all right. and then you write another song and it makes that one make sense, and, you know, it's just... Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, it's kind of an homage to when you first walked in and we were playing that Buff Cat track.
Wait, what happened?
And you were like, oh, that sounded rough when we were doing it. If no one knows, Hemi Hemingway is also Buff Cat.
I'm part of Buff Cat, yeah.
You're part of Buff Cat.
That's a community.
That's good stuff.
Thank you.
So you released an album last year.
I did.
Strangers Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Thank you. It's very kind of you to say so.
I'm absolutely in love with some of the tracks off that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So, yeah, can people, like, expect a couple of the classics?
Yeah, yeah.
And the new?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be playing a few oldies.
Good stuff.
And then, yeah, a few... Do people say newies? That feels weird to say.
Newies? No, newies. Actually... Mm. Let's coin it.
Okay.
Here on 95 BFM Drive.
Newies.
Newies.
Here's a
newie for you.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I'm going to say that tomorrow night. Perfect.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Yeah.
So these are a lot more sort of like new wavy, new romantic kind of 80s kind of vibe.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
We'll see.
Where have you like drawn the inspiration from this? You know?
I got obsessed with like
just
new wave stuff for like the last 4 years.
It's a very easy rabbit hole to kind of be in.
Yeah, I
and
can't
just exist within.
I need help. I can't get out.
I don't think you do, because
okay, cool.
No, that's coming from someone who's also there.
Yeah, we're enabling each other. I think
we really are enabling each other.
It's all right.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
So this is a lot more like kind of new wave, a little bit of synth somewhere.
Oh yeah, it's a bit of synth. Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to share it, to be fair. You know, I got some funding for a single recently, and so I get to make a video for the very first time. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm terrified, but I'm trying not to think about it.
How much like creative license do you kind of have over a music video?
I think I'm very involved. Sorry to the director and everybody else on the crew, but it seems I'm very involved.
You're at the helm. Yeah.
No, I need to. I'm getting better at relinquishing, you know, at sort of trusting other people, and you know.
I think that's the thing, that the glory of being a creative. You know, you're creative in most senses, right? And I think it's hard to relinquish control because you're so used to creating your art.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
With your feelings.
But you can easily overlook so many things, you know, and that's when someone else can just pipe in with like an idea and just take it and just elevate it. So you got to be open to that, I think.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I'm so excited for you. And
Thank you.
Yeah, head along to Whammy tomorrow night, people. It's where it's going to be happening.
Yeah, heck yeah.
And you're supported with Power Nap.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
I can't wait. I saw him a few months ago playing in Wellington with a friend of mine, Tender Moonlight. The whole show was so great. It was so fun.
Incredible.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, well, we can't wait either. I've picked a couple of your tracks.
Ooh.
I have been track digging.
Oh, lovely.
I think the first one I'm going to play is Alone in the Morning Alley.
Okay.
What's this one about?
This one, it sort of has many forms. It's kind of it's kind of about that sort of when you're going through something pretty tough and you sort of that just feeling bad can start to feel really good and comfortable.
Yeah.
And, you know, just sort of, I guess it's like that letting yourself feel that, but then, you know, not letting it get too familiar because then it can be hard to
stop.
Yeah. And no, you know, sometimes it takes a long time, sometimes it doesn't. We've all been there.
Well, that's the thing. And I mean, it gets to the point where you have a productive day and you're like, ooh.
Mm.
Why?
Mm, exactly.
It's not me.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the next one I picked is It's So Cruel, Loving You.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the melody in that.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was the start of my exploration into sort of 80s new wave kind of stuff.
Really?
So it's sort of just made its way into the last album.
Yeah.
And now it's gone sort of magnified.
So is there potentially another album in the
works?
I can
neither confirm nor deny, but I think
maybe. Album allegations fired.
I would say yeah. Yeah, okay. That's the plan, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good stuff. Okay, well, head along to Whammy tomorrow, listeners, and we're going to hear a little bit of Hemi Hemingway right now. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
If I think about it hard enough, I'd say solitude is a curse. But then again, so is love. And it cuts so much deeper, and it burns so much worse. Try to hide. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.